Hello and welcome to another episode of the Polytechnicast. I am Rob Stenzinger and I am a designer and coder, visual storyteller of various sorts, and why do I say various sorts? Because I make a living directly and indirectly related to the creative projects I work on. I have a variety of professional commitments, a main one that I call, you know, my primary, which is my day job, and that is mostly user experience design, but even that is a bunch of different hats, and sometimes it involves teaching and facilitating, and it varies, and I think it's partially just my personality, where I end up being of service in areas that, you know, those kind of squishy boundaries exist. I think that's likely been a big fuel for my years of podcasting, is my questioning and having various relationships with that over time, sometimes very much at peace, sometimes very much questioning and challenging, even at times of being very comfortable with it, still questioning in different ways to know, you know, what would I tackle next and all that. And hey, this is an example of doing reflection and what happens when you hit record. And that's what this is about. The Polytechnicast is mainly a place for me to do that kind of practice and hopefully discover some things for myself. And that would hopefully be a process that's interesting to hear and for others to benefit from as well. So even this thing, service everywhere, can't get away from it, caught in a web of service. So I am looking at the prompt for day 22. Prompt? Day? What do you mean? It's just a podcast. No, not only is this a place where I do this kind of reflection, it really ramps up in November because I and Jersey Drozd, two friends do a podcast. Became friends through making a podcast, whatever, and our collaborators who are like, this reflection practice is quite useful, and we want to, you know, spread more awareness of and get ourselves to practice it more. And so, hey, let's do an art challenge, and that's what this is, part of November's Art Sound Off Creative Challenge, where you know Jersey and I do this and invite you and everyone else to participate with us, and to help things, you know, along. Not that it's mandatory, but there are prompts that we have at artsoundoff.com, and the one for day 22, back to my explanation thing, there's a prompt that's a way to self-interview here, and it is the public you versus the private you. What do you reveal? And it's definitely I'm trying to remember the gentleman's name who has been, I've been doing some dabbling trying to get out to others in the Art Sound Off Challenge, and I can do this quickly by searching the hashtag Art Sound Off on Twitter, and Leonard Angelo, who tweets at Langelo Art, and I was catching up with some of his posts, and I enjoy the both his exploration of this and challenging of the questions, and I don't blame you because it there's a lot of assumptions baked into this question. It's like, well, do you need to have a public you and private you if you are of a certain culture or generation, or I guess inherently culture, where you've got a shared set of beliefs amongst you and your peers where those are embodied as habits that are just normal and expected and totally cool. If you're into doing a lot of sharing and that can get very personal, yet you are totally unimpeded toward, you know, providing service and you know, finding the whatever you wish to find as gigs and however you want to make a trade, basically, or engage in trade, that's awesome. But I know I and others I've run into have a challenge of this, so you want to make a book, you want to make a comic, you want to make a game or a podcast or anything, and you put this out into the world, and inherently that is outside of you. We see many examples of how creators make a thing, it affects people, people react, and they morph and change the thing. People cosplay, people mash up cosplay and do fan fiction and do all sorts of things that aren't like from the original creator's mind. People take apart inventions. People do all sorts of things. Once you make a thing, it's outside of, and if you share the thing, that's it. It takes on a different existence. And there's that little bit of a layer of different existence between, I think, providing a service, being out in the world, and having others be aware of that. More or less, it's a brand thing. Brand is a funny concept, but useful and functional in that it's this symbolic meaning and what people feel when they consider, when they recall those symbols of, well, you and what you do in this case, or me, since I'm doing the reflecting here. And that's a, in a way, when you create something and you put it out, there are signals. You want to, you know, spread the word about what you make. You want it to be approachable when people find you and then are able to make a choice. And you make your pitch when they land on your page. Maybe it's a Patreon page. Maybe it's your Gumroad page for your book and your download, or other space anywhere in the world. But you've sent out a signal. People have heard it. They come and look at it. And is that when, you know, so when in this set of interactions does it make sense to be the personal you who is, you know, I don't know, paying your bills and, you know, stepping in a puddle or whatever happens in your day? That's, to me, I mostly keep those things pretty separate. And I am slowly but surely becoming okay with that. I've had challenges with it where I think, gosh, is this somehow I'm living less genuine and I'm not being real and available enough to the, you know, where like somehow my life essence has to be even more imbued in whatever the heck I'm sharing in the world. And I don't have a absolute on that. I think maybe, but I also think that this stuff can be in parallel and it's not only one way. So now I'm pretty cool that I'm like, yeah, I cleaned this place up for you. And you know, maybe behind the scenes is kind of messy, but you don't have to see behind the scenes and I may not invite you there because that's where I've, you know, got, I don't know, like it's not picked up and it's like a room of vulnerability, whatever the heck. And I typically only bring people into that room metaphorically, we're friends. We're really full on connecting in a more personal way that I bet, what's funny is about, I bet a lot of people who listen to this, I would connect with totally just fine. And, but you know, it takes analog world, you know, meeting up at an event, a convention, that kind of thing. Where am I going with that? Heck, even like, social media wise, I will connect with people on Twitter that I may only know passingly, or maybe I don't really know, but I see a good signal in what they're doing, something that I click with. And even then I'm inconsistent, but it's more of, it's more toward the anonymous side of things. Whereas like Facebook, I probably went to high school or something with you and, or we met at a convention and we hit it off, whatever. But, you know, Instagram, it's all just, if people are, Instagram's like my safe space where it's like, okay, this may be personal, but it's like, there's a little more beauty and hopefulness in the Instagram feed and all that. So like even that, I'm doing some kind of compartmentalization. And I don't have a quick, tidy answer for this other than like the public me and the private me. What do I reveal? I think it depends on the context, depends on the relationship. And the more individual and more trust that exists in a relationship, then the more mess you get to see. Because otherwise, I mean, we're connecting to make a thing or to have fun exchanging a thing that where I'm consuming what you made or you're consuming what I made. And that's what the interaction's about, more so. There might be some of the other stuff mixed in there too, as I've practiced and become more comfortable over time. But again, I've become both more comfortable with sharing going a little bit more personal, but also not beating myself up for being cool with compartmentalizing a bit. Because I realize that that's more my personality, and that's been a worthwhile exploration to become more comfortable. In any case, so whatever you're seeking for this kind of answer, hopefully you find the thing that is like effective and comfortable for you. That you know, not that I'm seeking stagnance or anything. I question and poke at stuff, and I'm just less anxious about it. So there you go. That's my exploration for today's Art Sound Off. And of course, it's always fun to hear folks' reactions and questions and all that kind of stuff in whatever form. If you're reacting via a post on Art Sound Off, I have been super sporadic and slow to catch up, and I hope to do that maybe over December or something. It's been quite a November, and you know, in a lot of good ways, and in a lot of just, you know, time compartmentalization kind of ways too. So anyway, it may take me a bit to get back to you if you reply in audio. But of course, via email, I am rob.stenzinger@stenzingersoftware.com. And via Twitter, I am @robstenzinger. And in any case, I am deeply grateful. And I thank you for downloading this and listening.